I'm Denise.
She's a non-fiction editor.
And I'm Louise.
She's a fiction editor. And together,
we're the Editing Podcast.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Editing Podcast. This week, we're diving into something essential to running your editing business.
That's right. Specifically, why doing an annual business review is one of the best habits we editors and proofreaders can get into.
And if you're one of our Tier 2 Patreon supporters, there's a special bonus episode where Louise and I talk a little more personally about how we've approached this.
Yeah, so it's December 2025 at the time of recording, and it's that time of year when many of us are wrapping up projects and preparing for the holiday season.
Oh yes, ho ho ho. And as we're sending out those final invoices, we might start thinking about the year ahead and how it would be good to look back and see how smoothly our businesses have been running over the past year.
Exactly. So to be clear, this isn't something you have to do in January. You might prefer to wait until the end of your financial year, but it is good to set aside a specific time, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And to try to do it roughly the same time each year so that you're comparing like with like.
Yeah.
So let's start with the basics and talk about what an annual business review actually is.
Good idea. So essentially, it's about taking time once a year to step back and look at how your business is doing. For editors and proofreaders, that means reviewing your income, your clients, your workload, your marketing, all of it.
Yeah, and the important thing here is that it's about being intentional rather than reactive. So you're asking yourself, what worked this year? What didn't? And what do I want to change?
Yeah, exactly. We spend so much time on working in our business that it can be easy to forget to work on it. And a yearly review really helps you check that you're still heading in the direction you actually want to go.
Yeah, definitely. And I think it's important to say that this really does matter for editors and proofreaders. I think people sometimes assume that business reviews are only for big companies. But if you're a freelancer, it's actually even more important because you're wearing all the hats.
Oh, God, yeah, absolutely. You're the yeah. boss, the bookkeeper, the marketing team and the staff. No one else is going to call a meeting to review your performance. You have to do it yourself.
Absolutely. It's a DIY business, isn't it?
Yeah.
And by doing that, you get clarity. So you can spot what's going well and also where you might be drifting off track.
Yeah. So let's start with the money side. Not always everyone's favourite topic, but so essential.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's not glamorous. And I think a lot of us dread digging into the money. I know some people love it, but generally, knowing your numbers is empowering. So a good place to start is to compare your income over the past couple of years. Look at which clients brought in the most money and check whether your rates still make sense.
And another thing you can look for is for patterns. Like, are you relying too heavily on one big client? Or have you taken on too many small underpriced jobs? And those insights can help you adjust before things start to get tricky.
Yeah. And it's also the perfect time to plan a rates review. If your skills and experience have grown, your prices should reflect that.
Yeah.
And another core thing to focus on as well is a review of your clients and projects. I always find this part really eye-opening.
Oh, yeah, same here. So go through your client list and ask, who do I love working with? Who pays on time? And be honest, who stresses me out or doesn't respect boundaries?
Oh, yeah, that's a biggie, isn't it? And it's not about being harsh. It's about recognising that not every client relationship is a good fit.
Exactly. And when you identify your best clients or your best for you clients, you can nurture those relationships, maybe send a thank you note or offer early booking slots for the next year.
Yeah. You can be proactive about them and like you say, like nurture that relationship that you have with them. So the third key thing that you could look at is your services and your goals. And looking at whether those two things are actually a good match.
Totally. So the kind of work you loved 5 years ago might not excite you anymore. Mm. Maybe you want to move from proofreading to developmental editing, or you want to focus on academic clients instead of corporate ones.
Yeah, and that is the beauty of freelancing, is that we can adapt. And an annual review gives us the space to make those strategic decisions rather than just drifting along.
Yeah, you can be so much more... You can pivot so much more quickly when there's just one of you. Yeah.
Mm.
So another key part of a review should be marketing. So here you're looking at where your clients actually come from or where they're not coming from, but you wish they were.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That is so useful, isn't it? So you might discover that most of your new clients came from LinkedIn or through word of mouth. And at the time that you spent tweeting about semicolons didn't really pay off.
Exactly. It's also a good chance to update your website, refresh your testimonials, and make sure your portfolio actually reflects your current level of experience, not what, again, like not what you were doing 5 years ago.
Yeah, definitely. And just a few tweaks can make a big difference, even if it's just rewriting your bio or updating your photo.
Definitely. And it's not always about major revamps, just checking that the information you're presenting to the outside world is current.
Yeah.
So shall we talk a little bit about training and development?
Yeah, because I think that's an area that when we're doing a business review, it can sometimes get forgotten until the end of the year. Mm. And you know, editing and proofreading really is one of those fields where we never stop learning. There are always new tools, new style guides, new approaches.
So perhaps use your annual review to note what you've learned this year and what you'd like to learn next. Maybe it's a course in plain English or joining a professional association or attending a conference.
Yeah, or maybe there's a business book on your shelf that's, well, still on your shelf. Your review is about making a commitment to actually reading it. Basically, it's all about staying current and keeping your skills sharp.
Yeah, and plus training can open up new services or client types that you hadn't considered before. So it's always worth incorporating that into your review.
It definitely is. And making space to actually think about that and whether there are opportunities that you want to explore about a change in direction, perhaps, is a healthy thing to do.
Yeah, it is.
Now, here's a step in the annual review process that I think a lot of us skip, and that is celebrating our successes.
That's so true. We can be too quick to move on to the next project that we forget how to appreciate how far we've come. And we can also be really quick to focus on things that haven't gone so well rather than the successes.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think taking that time to reflect on that and maybe even record it somewhere so you can look back on it is really helpful when you're a solo business owner, you know, a freelancer where you can't rely on your clients to give you that positive feedback automatically. We either have to ask for it, or when it does come along, like you say, it's easy for us to just sort of let that skim go. Oh, yeah, that's nice. But then actually focus on maybe things that didn't go as well, because I think it's just human nature, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So use your annual review to list out everything you've achieved in the past year. The big projects, the client feedback, or even just the fact that you managed to take a proper holiday.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, that's a really good point, actually, that that making time for yourself, making time to rest. And the thing about recording it in some way, it's motivating to see that written down. You realise, oh, wow, I really did accomplish quite a lot. And that confidence carries you into the new business year.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So for anyone thinking, well, yeah, this all sounds great, but where do I start? Well, here's what we'd suggest.
First, block out some time. Literally schedule it like a client appointment. A quiet day in December or January might work well for you, but it's really a personal choice.
Yeah, yeah. So then what you want to do is gather your data. Invoices, income records, client logs, website stats, whatever you have.
And then ask yourself what went well, what didn't, and what you want to change. Write it all down.
And most importantly, once you have all that data, turn those reflections into actionable goals for the year ahead. Otherwise, you're really just wasting your time.
Right, that's really important, actually. We need to go beyond just thinking broadly about what we want and be specific about those goals and what actions we're going to take.
Yeah. So many of you will have heard of SMART goals, which stands for specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound.
Yeah, so a couple of examples could be, I'll raise my rates by 10% by April, or I'll update the services page on my website by the end of March.
Exactly. And you can even break those goals down into smaller steps and maybe even check in quarterly to see how you're doing.
Yeah, and if all that sounds like an incredibly boring thing to do, here's a way to make it less so. Buddy up with another editor.
Absolutely, yeah. So some might call that accountability. I think it's motivational. And actually, it's just it's just a bit of plain old fun. It takes a process that might feel a little corporate and it turns it into something that's enjoyable.
Yeah, and you might even get some tips off each other that you haven't thought of.
I would say not even might, I would say you definitely
will. Yeah, you will.
You will.
Just fresh eyes on it, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's
fresh, friendly eyes. Someone who's got your back and that's got no agenda and who can be completely honest with you. And they've got nothing to gain from it. And you're providing the same for them, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. There's so much to gain from something like that. Yeah. So let's go over the key takeaways. First, doing an annual business review gives you clarity, confidence and control.
Yeah. And it's an opportunity to be honest with yourself about what's working and how to plan, how you're going to fix it if it's not.
Yeah. And remember, it doesn't have to be complicated. Even a simple afternoon of reflection can make a big difference.
Nor does it have to be boring. If you think you'll struggle to do it on your own, do it with a friend.
Absolutely. So, that's it from us this week. We really hope you've enjoyed this episode. And don't forget that if you're one of our Tier 2 Patreon supporters, you can listen to a bonus episode in which we have a chat about our approach to business reviews.
Yeah, and thank you so much for supporting us by listening. Until next time, she's been Denise.
And she's been Louise. Join us again soon.
Bye. Bye.